Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of That's My Opinion. I really hope you found the last episode interesting. Now, I know we're still in quarantine and we're all doing our best to get around all of this mess. And I've actually been thinking of ideas or topics to talk about on the podcast because I really like to talk about the stuff that is meaningful to me, or at least that I find interesting, especially in these hard times. In today's episode, we will be exploring a project aimed to attempt to infiltrate the private lives of celebrities. Have you ever wondered how some celebrities form part of one of the most controversial churches in the world? That church is the Church of Scientology. Now, a couple of weekends ago, I recently watched The Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss. The movie was actually pretty good. It had a good plot and all that good stuff, and I give it a 7 out of 10. Now, the main actress in the movie is Elizabeth Moss, and she's actually a well-known American actress. She's currently most recognized for her role as the main character on The Handmaid's Tale. And if you haven't watched that show, I urge you to do so, as it is another good show. But her acting resume is longer than that. She also formed part of The West Wing, which was a very popular show back in the early 2000s. Now, more interestingly, my sister-in-law told me a huge thing. Well, at least huge to me. I recently found out that she forms part of the Church of Scientology. Now, as stupid as this might sound, I felt a bit weird after I learned this. I mean, do I consider myself a huge fan of The Handmaid's Tale? Yes. But the funny thing is that I actually already had a dislike for her character in the TV show. So after learning this information, it was obvious that I demoted her from actresses I would want to watch to let me think about it twice before I support their project. Now, what I found even more curious is that Elizabeth Moss did not willingly join the church, but she was actually born into the religion due to her parents being part of the church since 1982. So, although she has a choice today to walk out, it's harder to leave those situations when that's pretty much all you've known. Now, talent did run in her family, and like I said, her parents were actually musicians, so they were the perfect people to form part of this church. Why? Well, Project Celebrity. Before I begin to dissect this topic, or at least this little segment, I want to assume that most of you are familiar with the Church of Scientology. But if you're not, let's go ahead and go through a quick rundown. In 1954, the church was founded by Lafayette Ron Hubbard, who was a science fiction book writer. Although he was a writer, he eventually transformed his book ideas of Dianetics into religion. Why? Well, according to Wikipedia, the Church of Scientology was solely created because his previous organizations under his book, Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health, were taken from him during severe bankruptcy proceedings. Today, the church is popular and recognized by many, even if some recognize it as a dangerous cult. Now, throughout the years, it has attracted plenty of followers, including normal people, celebrities, athletes, politicians, you know, all that stuff. Now, the biggest misconception about the church is that most people think they believe in aliens or some weird stuff like that. In reality, they believe that humans are immortal souls, and they believe that humans are godlike and have forgotten their true nature. Now, this might sound a little weird, but remember that there are plenty of religions out there, and you know, some of them, their beliefs actually do resemble this as well. But the goal of the church is to go, quote, clear, end quote. In other words, to completely give up your bad habits, thoughts, and amongst other stuff, and reach the highest level of Scientology. Later, after founding the church, Ron Hubbard began, quote, Project Celebrity, end quote. Ron Hubbard had a wish list. Can you believe that? He had a wish list of celebrities he would love to have in his church. Yes, you heard me right. A wish list. because he believed that celebrities are, quote, many to whom America and the world listens to, end quote. Now, during a 1955 newsletter from the church, Ron Hubbard urged his followers to pick names from the list of celebrities provided in the bulletin to use as their own, quote, game, end quote. What game means is a hunting game. The names in the list include Ed Sullivan, Pablo Picasso, and Walt Disney, amongst many others. If the followers were to be successful in bringing in celebrities, then they would be awarded accordingly. Those rewards included discounts and recognition and, of course, many other things maybe we won't ever know. Well, almost. While Disney never joined the church, and celebrities only form a small percentage of the church, still, big names like John Travolta ended up joining in 1975 and praised the church for all the, quote, benefits, end quote, it has provided him. Benefits that were given to him through special attention, not only from the church, but from the founder, Ron Hubbard. Yes, he was very fond of celebrities. The church was very fond of celebrities. Celebrities like John Travolta. And now, according to a 1990 Los Angeles Times article written by Joel Sapel, the church actually is so fond that they have a special Hollywood headquarter called Celebrity Central International. They focus on strict guides to aid the careers of celebrities. Since 1969, in Franklin Avenue, a huge mansion that overlooks the Hollywood Hills stands, a big light cream colored mansion. A mansion that ironically almost resembles a house on a haunted hill or a Dario Argento film. In this headquarters, plenty of followers work hard as recruiters, or as followers, to bring in celebrities to promote the church. Now, the church has denied that there is no such thing as a recruiting policy, but the process could honestly be mistaken for a sales tactic. Recruiters were to engage celebrities about the subject, maybe get them to take a couple of courses, and if successful, they will earn a 10% commission. One of those recruiters hit the lottery, Mimi Rogers. Yes, in 1985, during a Top Gun movie premiere party, Mimi Rogers and Tom Cruise crossed paths. Their love blossomed, and although their marriage lasted only less than 5 years, her legacy remains today as the woman who introduced Tom Cruise to the church. Now, interesting enough is that it is typical for the opposing partner of the main Scientology practice partner to remove themselves from the church after divorce, but not this time. Unfortunately, after her divorce from Tom Cruise, she was the one that was demoted, or at least the one who is now considered a former member of the church. With a net worth of $570 million, Tom Cruise is considered one of Hollywood's highest paid actors. He has brought in so much money and notoriety to the church, and it is no surprise that they treat him as an elite member and possibly would have preferred to cut Mimi instead of him. But not long after his divorce, Cruise moved on with his life. His next wives will go on to become members themselves, Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes, both who are now divorced from the actor and both who no longer form part of the church. But today, only Nicole's children were born into the religion. Until this day, her children remain as members without her. And oddly enough, she refuses to talk bad about the church, unlike Katie Holmes, who took full custody of their daughter to avoid her being born into that religion. I don't know. All the celebrities who form part of the church are required to, quote, hunt, end quote, or recruit their famous co-workers. Some have succeeded, some have failed, and some have outright denied this practice. Still, there are plenty of famous celebrities that have crossed paths with the church. Even if today they don't form part of it. Seinfeld, Leah Remini, Paul Haggis, Christopher Reeves, Elvis Presley, who, according to the rumors, he ran off after believing that it was all a scam. His wife Priscilla Presley, Beck, and many others. There are probably a lot more celebrities who would never publicly say it, but who, out of curiosity, have set foot in that celebrity center. Some of those celebrities include Will Smith and Jada Smith, who for years, rumors has it that they are also part of the church. Now, are they part of the church? Maybe they even took a course or two, like every other celebrity. But now tell me, would your perception about a celebrity change if you learned that they had connections to this church? Would you feel like their projects are nothing but programming or hidden messages from the church? I wouldn't blame you if you do. But according to a study done by adherents, there are some 4,300 religions of the world. But how many of them have celebrities who were specifically hunted like a game? There's many other religions out there who have also a very dark past, or at least dark practices. And like Elizabeth Moss says, when she was called a hypocrite for playing the character of June in a story that revolves around a dystopian future where women have no independence and only follow one religion, she basically said that not allowing her to practice her beliefs would also be hypocritical in itself. And she's not wrong. But is the actor clean of its beliefs once it plays someone else in a movie or a show? Maybe, maybe not. I guess we will never know. But what you do know today is the Project Celebrity existed and still does. Everyone is entitled to have their own beliefs, and there's a lot of actors, musicians, athletes that probably form part of different religions, Catholicism, Buddhism, spiritualism, even Scientology. I don't know. You know, as I always say, the podcast, that's my opinion. What is my opinion about this? My opinion is never get too hooked on an artist, influencer, celebrity, athlete, whatever the case might be, that you forget your beliefs and allow the character's beliefs to define yours. You just never know what you might be getting into or what beliefs you might be getting into your mind. Now, of course, all of this can be challenged by the Church of Scientology, and all of this can be denied, explained, or, you know, contradicted. But that's just my opinion, and this is my podcast. And I will be leaving a description link with the bulletin of the 1955 newsletter in the description box. So make sure you keep an eye out on that so that you can take a look at that. And it is, honestly, it is a bit weird. It's just a bit weird. You know, the whole vibe is a bit weird. So I'm gonna be honest, after I was doing all of this research and after I was doing all of this topic and kind of just, you know, actually, you know, learning about it and all that good stuff, weird stuff that started to happen. And I don't know if it's so much as the subconscious mind that is kind of trying to play tricks on you, or if I am actually being, you know, heard or seen, like Leah Remini claims, you know. So who knows. But I thank you so much for listening to this episode of That's My Opinion. And once again, all of this can be challenged. I just want to go ahead and say that. And I hope you all keep washing your hands and staying safe inside your homes. And I really hope that you guys reach out to me if there's any other topic or controversy that you would like for me to touch on. And I would more than gladly look into it. And if I like it, I would do it. And if you like this podcast, make sure you share it with your friends and make sure you share my last episode as well. And that's my opinion. Thank you.